Welcome to Winning Mood, short, sharp, strongest super coach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn. I'm from the Tripod, where we've had 7 straight years and counting of free winning tips. He's Tim Moody, 2021 super coach champion. We're live every single week to share as much as we can with each other and our audience, but always in under 20 minutes. Timmy, I was meant to send you a link to share this around. It didn't pop up on my screen, but I'll try and find it now. But just tell us, how did you enjoy having footy back?
Mate, oh, it's great to have it back. It was a little disappointing to not have my super coach points be reflected so nicely. But yeah, look, the Panthers won. That's a positive. Let's focus on that. The Broncos won for you. So we both got our teams get up. So that's happy days.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of forsaken my fandom because I'm so dedicated to punting that I don't want to be biased at all. So I barely can even claim to be a Brisbane fan, to tell you the truth. But the city is kind of buzzing. People are excited about the team. They do look a bit stronger and have a bit of an edge, and they had one of the most impressive performances last weekend. Now, we're going to dive straight into your team, which didn't really have an impressive performance, unfortunately. Were you telling me that your Supercoach team, you can tell us what you scored, but did you say what your round one score this year was lower than any of your 25 rounds last year?
Yeah, look, I think it might have even been lower than my bye rounds, to be fair, when we have struggled to field 17 players. I think I still managed to score more than 845. I averaged 148 or something like that last year. I think that's going to come down a fair bit. I think by about 150 points at least. I think the average will be about 1,200 for the year. I think it'll come up a bit from last week and what we saw, but not be as high as last year.
Now, like, you weren't alone. I feel like last week 1,000 was a good score, looking at kind of the standings. My day didn't go well either. I scored 812 or something like that, but what do you put it down to? Was it a lot of the key players that everyone was riding kind of had below average scores, and especially guys that would have been captains?
Yeah, I think particularly having our captains not go so well. So the people who had Turbo would have liked probably more than 60, but probably should be happy with that against the Panthers in a, you know, side where they got smashed. Teddy, you know, I think people who had a lot of Roosters in their super coach sides, which quite a few people do, probably a bit let down by their performance. I was really hoping them to hit the ground running from round one. I predicted that they would actually beat every side up until round 10 by 10 points every round. So I got that wrong in the first round. So yeah, bit disappointing. I feel like that my biggest mistakes from last, like what I would change is, I really wish I had started with Harry Grant or Cameron Munster in my side and been patient and just waited for the round two for them to come in. I'm going to have to probably sort of hold off on them still and give my guys another go. Reed Marnie's my hooker, and he scored, you know, less than 40, which is very dismal for him.
Same here.
Yeah, and also I doubled down with Sammy Walker and Luke Keary. So them both scoring quite poorly, along with Teddy as my captain, you know, it was quite a disastrous week for me. And
as you're talking, I'm putting up your team. So this is Tim's team, champion of 2021, and this is your team as of today. Now, have you done any of your trades yet, or is this pretty much the team that you went to battle with in round one?
Oh, this is kind of the team I went to battle with in round one. I've changed a little bit. Like, I did play Russell. I didn't play Pennacini. I didn't play Targo at the time. I will be playing Targo this week. Look, I don't have any reserve place at the moment. I'll just say I get a little bit cheeky with my head-to-heads. I like to fool my opponents and make them see my average score is quite low. So at the moment, my predicted score is like 800, where everyone else is, you know, 1,100 or something like that. So they're thinking, oh, yeah, nice. And really focused on trying to have to beat me too much. So I think I like to make people underestimate me. So I pick my reserves sort of at the last minute, which is a bit risky, but you've got to be on the ball to do it.
Billy Smith, I love the gamesmanship. So when I looked at your team, the first thing I noticed was it was Roosters-centric. And you've explained it there that you thought they were going to start the season gangbusters. So you picked a lot of Roosters and then they had the worst performance you could have in week one. But it doesn't always correlate, I suppose, to good team performance, because I feel like my team had a bunch of Eels and I saw the Eels were scoring like crazy, like it was going out of fashion on Sunday Arvo. And then when I checked on my scores, it's like Madison, Marnie, I can't remember who else I had, a couple other Eels. Gutho was my captain. Yeah, and I thought, oh, yeah, they must all score pretty well. Nah, they didn't really. And I actually had Moses, but then I turfed him because I think you talked me into Schneider. But actually, then I stuck with Sean Johnson, and that's going to lead us into round two. I'm in a predicament, and he's one of the players that I'm stuck with. But globally, you know, people don't just care about my team, but you're on a bunch of shows. I'm sure it's all been debated, like, which players do you have to cut the cord already? Which players do you need to get into your team ASAP? This is the time we play our little game called Squad Game, and we're going to play Red Light, Green Light, and you can talk us through your red light being players to get off of and green light who you want to get involved with.
Sweet. All right. So Red Light this week, guys, I've got Brandon Smith. He's injured for 5 weeks with a broken hand. You just have to jump off that. Probably go straight to Harry Grant if you can. Sean Johnson, 4 weeks with a pec. Have to jump off him. Nice replacement for him would be Cam Munster if you can afford to do that. Sean Russell, he's injured for quite a while here with the broken ribs and punctured lungs. We're going to have to jump off him too, which is quite annoying. I've got Orange Light this week, which is so just hold off on this one. So Schneider from the Raiders, don't sell him. It's only COVID for a week. He'll be back. Stags, if you're panicking on him, don't panic. He's got an easy draw of the Dogs and the Cowboys, so don't be rushing to sell him yet. And also my other orange light is don't sell any guns that didn't perform last week. Give them another go. Don't rage trade. The only exception I'd say to that would be Cody Walker does have a very, very hard draw. So if people got Cody Walker, I would be inclined to maybe get off him because he is quite high priced. And maybe pick him up later in the year when he drops in price and he has an easier draw, because I can see him struggling to get much above 40, 50 over the next three rounds. Green lights, though, guys. We've got Targo, CWT, and second row. He's 287K. He scored like a whopping 70-something for the Panthers in points. So we're going to have to get him if you don't have him. Tuller guy from the Tigers, 250K, second rower. Pass the eye test, look great. What did you correct the pronunciation? Did you? Tulungi?
Yep.
Sorry, I always get them wrong. And also, I think Green Lights are Harry Grant and Munster as well. So, if you have issues in Brandon Smith or in SJ, I'd be looking to go to those guys as my options.
Okay, well, this is probably a good time for me to ask a simple question, which is like, we filled our team under the salary cap and everyone had a designated price, but those prices all remain the same. Is that right? Are they going to remain the same for two or three more weeks? So, like, you can sell anybody, you're not going to lose, or have players' prices already dropped if they had a bad game in round one?
So after round three, the prices will then change. So this week there'll be no price changes whatsoever. Everyone will remain the same price. So people do start to really want to target people next round, particularly going into round three, so they can take advantage of those price rises. So people that maybe cheapies that are going to go up, or even mid-rangers that might grow up, you know, in about 50 to 700K and look like they're performing well. So, yeah, I hope that explains that.
That probably ties into the break even. Can you even crack it explaining break even? So, like, so when we get to round three, players will have a break even score, and if they hit at least that number, you wouldn't have lost any money. But if they've got a really high break even, they've obviously been underperforming. And if they've got a really low break even, they've been overperforming. And it's pretty simple that you want to get rid of the guys with really high break evens and you want to grab the really low break even players.
To an extent, look, I think that's generally a rule of thumb. I wouldn't always be selling people that have high BEs and are going to lose money if they're people that you intend to keep in your side, because they'll fluctuate and go up and down a little bit. You know what I mean? So it's not like a stock market as such where you have to just sell, and well, they're not Bitcoins. So, yeah, you don't need to worry about too much like that. You don't want to be jumping on everyone that's going to be making money, because they might make a little bit of money, but they might have scored, you know, luckily, you know, like a semi Ravalwala, which you can't pronounce his name. Let's say he scores well again over the weekend. He might jump in price by a fair bit, but you might not necessarily need to jump on him, because he does have some up and down sort of scores throughout the year. So with, yeah, when you're explaining the break even, yet you explain that pretty well. It's the amount of points that the player is required to score to not have their price change. So if a player has a break even of 50, they need to score 50 points that week to not have their price change. If they score more than 50, then they're going to increase in price. And if they score less than 50, then they're going to, you know, drop in price. Now, the average rule of thumb, I think it's about sort of $750 to $800 per point. So that's how you can sort of calculate it. If you're good with your maths and stuff like that, or just know how to use a calculator. So, yeah, look, we'll talk probably more about the bees and which ones to target, I think, next week once it's as we approach it.
Sure. Well, one last question I'll get you to answer quickly then. The trade boost, I didn't really know what that was when that popped up. So can you briefly explain that one?
It's a new thing to Supercoach. So it's something that's been brought in to sort of help us combat a lot of the injuries that have happened over last year, and more so COVID. So we have 5 trade boosts throughout the year where we can use up to 3. So if you want to do a boost one round, you can use 3 trades that round instead of the maximum of what was normally 2. So you can only do that up to 5 times. So you've got to be careful when you do it. A lot of people are probably going to do it next week to try and maximize those price rises and adjusting their side a bit better. I don't even know if I'm going to make any trades this week myself. I want to sort of have another look and have an assess and get a better read on everything myself. So that's why I'll probably be rushing to use at least that 3. And I think people that are even using 2 this week might even rush to use that 3. But those trade boosts are probably going to be more handy to be saved for origin period when we've got buy rounds, and we're trying to rush in some players that will play for us in the buy rounds. And also when we have panic stations with COVID, because COVID's going to be a bit of an issue. We've already seen it affect a couple of players week after week. So yeah, I'm a bit nervous about how that might play out for Supercoach, and I think that's where a lot of luck's going to come into it this year.
That's interesting that you may not necessarily even use a trade this week, so people do not have to panic by any means. Yeah. I'm going to get you to take over, Timmy. We're going to zoom through some housekeeping. So first of all, I want you to let everyone know how they can win a jersey, like our listener Zane did last week. Also, how they can win up to $1,000 in our Supercoach comp, which is still free for people to jump in and enter and be eligible to win. And then share out any 2 out of 3 8 bad try scorer tip.
All right. So, yeah, first of all, congratulations to Zane Sims. I believe he's related to Corbin and Tarek, one of their younger brother, I believe. He actually commented last week on our video. He picked Philip Sammy to be the last try scorer in that Sunday game, scoring him that NRL jersey. I heard that he was even 30 minutes off the timing of that try scoring, but still managed to jag it. So that's really great. Get amongst it, guys. All you need to do this weekend, it's the Knights and Tigers game. It's the Sunday game. Comment on either this thread, the YouTube ones, or also the tripod punting preview that Jake
NRL done. Preview. Yep.
Any one of those. You've actually got 4 cracks if you want to be a bit greedy and go across them all. But you can just pick the try scorer, put what minute you think they'll score in as well, just to make that sort of a bit of a differential in case people are picking the same. And you win a jersey. It's that simple. We also have a overall group for this pod as well. So if you want to join that, that's 5523 3-8. There's up to $1,000 in prizes for that to be won as well. So jump on in, free to enter. You can compete against myself, Jacob. There's a few other podcasters that have jumped in as well, and also Tristan Merlihan from Toppy.
And he's about 200 ahead of us already, just quietly.
Yeah, he's killing it. Good on him. Happy to see it. It's early days. So we're not going to panic too much, and we're not going to worry about people getting ahead too much. I did have a bad couple of days panicking, but I've taken Monday as my day off and recovered, and the boys are looking strong going into next week. So look. Also, too, we do have a special promotional market thanks to Top Sport, where we have to pick 2 out of 3 try scorers, and we will get up $2.75 for those odds. Those selections are Ruben Garrick, Jack Whiten, and Katoni Staggs. Last week, Winnie was good enough to get us over the line with his selection, and I let us down. So I've really focused this week and tried to look for who I think is going to score. And my options are Whiten and Staggs. I'm very confident in them. And I also think that Jacob's got a pretty good option there as a winger for Manly. So I think we're looking good. I'm confident.
Beautiful, mate. All right. Well, let's bring it home with like maybe a minute or two punting. What do you want to know?
Okay. So what's your sort of best bets for the week? I sort of missed the ball a bit last week. I sort of took some of your advice, and then I got a bit creative and got lucky on one, to be fair. But for the most, missed most of them. What do you got for
me? We had a mixed bag last week. I mean, picked the Raiders to beat the Sharks, which was kind of 50-50. They were slight underdogs. But then also we were siding with the Warriors and played them in the first half. But regardless, when you played them, you didn't have any luck. But the mixed matchup where we had the Raiders to score more points than the Bulldogs won extremely comfortably, and that was a $2.45 winner. And I can start there. This week I've picked the mixed matchup, which is another unique market you can find on Top Sport. And we're going Manly to outscore the Bulldogs. And you might think that's not going to be paying too much. That's paying $2 odds. So think about how many times last year Manly would have scored more points than the Bulldogs. But the catch, of course, is that Manly's got a tougher opponent. Manly's going to play the Roosters at the SCG Friday night. The Bulldogs play the Broncos. But I really think the Broncos could be a different animal this year, especially defensively. Holding South to 4 last week, I didn't think it was a fluke. And as for the Roosters, I think the truth of the matter is they are a bit underdone, and deliberately so. I think that may pay off for the Roosters later in the year to get more miles into the legs. But right now, they're just not the same team. So that feeds into our best bets, which includes liking Manly on Friday night to win. And another one I'll give you for an upset or upset potential is we like the Warriors. And the line is 8.5. We've actually taken the halftime line of 4.5. But even as an upset, paying over $3, it's not the craziest bet you could make. So I think the sides I'd talk you into would be Manly, Brisbane, and for a flyer, the Warriors.
Interesting. Your tip and Manly's really made me nervous about my halves of Keary and Sammy Walker. I've got a feeling they're going to let me down, and I'm going to be raging them out after week 3, but I'm giving them one more go. I like what you've got there with the mixed matchup. I don't think, the Doggies did struggle to score even against the Cowboys. So I think that's a great bet, man. I really like that. It's my favorite out of all of your bets for this weekend. I'm going to be getting on that one for sure.
Thanks, mate. And if people want to hear more, of course, just search Tripod with a Y, because I do a full, like we did a 47-minute comprehensive round preview. Did that with the Podonis earlier today. It's available anywhere you get pods or watch videos. Timmy, you can find him, Supercoach Experience, Supercoach Champions as well. And the SC Lurker too. You better bring us home, Tim. We've got to be under the 20-minute mark.
All right, cool. You've got me a little sign out here. So thanks for everyone for tuning in. Give us a like, some comments, some thoughts. Share with your mates even. Tag us in the comments if you have any questions. Good luck for the round. Gamble responsibly. And if you're punting, we hope to you do it with Top Sport, and we hope we've kept you in a winning mood.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
15 seconds under. Heh